Good morning, sir. And what is your name, sir?
Javier Madrid.
Famous Madrid? Who's Madrid?
What's his name?
Madrid.
Madrid, that's mine.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. David Neal will conduct your hearing, so if you can hold on, sir, the next voice you will hear will be the Honorable Mr. David Neal.
Good morning, sir. Could you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Madrid, 20162.
Okay, I can tell right now, we're going to have trouble communicating. That microphone there doesn't work very well, so I'm going to ask you to speak up and speak slowly, please. Okay, you're putting forward the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members who will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen to the far left, we have the Honorable Michael Johnson, then the Honorable Joe Rittenhouse. In the center, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the board chairman. And then all the way to the right is Honorable Louis Canonis. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. So prior to hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself.
Okay. At this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do also. I need to make an amendment to the warrant. Okay. On the bottom of page 1, date of release shows 4/23/2012. That should be 10/25/2018. Also in the exhibits, under other, there should be a safe discharge.
Okay, so the last thing you said on down with the other, on that line, you should be what?
Should be SAGE discharge letter.
Okay.
Did you get the correct date of release?
Right. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Madrid, there were some corrections made on the warrant. They had your date of release of way back in 2012, and it was supposed to be October 25th, 2018, and also a discharge letter in the packet that wasn't listed on the exhibits. So we're going to go forward now. Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. So, allegation number one is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend and complete DTP transition program on or about November 19, 2018, as directed. That true or false, sir?
True.
All right. Allegation number two is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by his failure to report to your assigned parole officer for a face-to-face contact visit on or about December 4, 2018, as verbally directed on November 6, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, unless you were an absconder from supervision. Is that a true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Madrid, I'm going to find a rule to label, and violated terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have labs without labs in a criminal range for the company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by Mr. Sadoff, second by Mr. Kamalas, and agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we're going to be moving into phase two a moment. But before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information, so stay there on the phone, and I'll be right back with you. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Madrid was released from ADC custody on 10/25/2018 and arrested on 1/12/2019 by the Pima County Sheriff's Office on misdemeanor charges of shoplifting times two and failure to comply with warrants. He's returned back to ADC custody on 2/1/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 4/22/2019 with 39 abscond days. Current convictions, 2017 commitment B, count one, narcotic drug violation, 9 months. 2017 commitment B, count two, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2009 criminal damage, 1 year. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.2, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. He has no STD information. Prior terms on supervision, 2012, TIS release, completed 4 months. He had no disciplinary. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however, the charges were dismissed. He has a GB score of G2, B3. Status of charges, for the county attorney, one misdemeanor charge was dismissed. The other charge, he pled guilty and received 1 year supervised probation with a $569 fine.
Thank you, sir. What should our agency was that that arrested him?
The Pinal County Sheriff's Office is the one that arrested him.
Pinal, okay.
Sorry, Pima, not Pinal. Pima.
Oh, Pima County?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Madrid, we're going to go over a summary of the case supervision. You approved to reside at 5325 South Alexandria Drive from two in Tucson, and that was your only approved residence. Did you stay at that residence until you were arrested, or did you go somewhere else?
I went somewhere else.
Where'd you go?
I don't know the exact address.
Were you working while you were out?
Yes.
What were you doing?
I was in the landscape.
Okay. So for programming, you were assigned a task, but you didn't have any drops before you were scaled in. You referred to an intake to the drug transition program, the SAGE counseling, but you were discharged for non-contact. So that mean you never went there?
No.
Okay. So, why didn't you just keep in contact with your PO? You had a few years back, you had a TIS release, and you completed it. Been 4 months without causing any problems. What happened this time?
Wrong choices.
So you had a truck, you were arrested for drugs and paraphernalia. That's what you were sentenced for. You had drug problems, sir?
No, I don't.
No? Not anymore?
Not anymore.
Okay. How long have you been clean?
Since I actually got the sentence.
Okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. No questions. Okay, Mr. McGriff, we're nearing the end of your hearing. We'll be going into discussion shortly to make a determination, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like. Tell us anything else you think we might need to know before we make a decision. All right, thank you, sir. We're going to be going into discussion to make a decision. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we'll be. So just stay there on the phone, remain silent, and I'll be back with you as soon as we've made a decision, okay? Thank you. Board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. McGrid, just, I don't know, that you don't really have a long record, but, you know, God, he was arrested for shoplifting after basically he had scandaled and never really doing anything on this release, which again, I can't quite understand why he would just behave himself like he did the last time he was on. But he only has 50 days left on his sentence, and I think that the best thing for him would be to work with him to finish out his sentence, then he wouldn't have any responsibilities to DOC. But I want to listen to discussion from fellow board members, if you will, if there is any. I have no discussion from the board members, so based on all the information in one of them, 2018W3689, testimony of Mr. McGrid and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. McGrid. As he was alleged to violate the terms of additional supervision and had lapsed or not lapsed in a criminal wage or company, specifically being arrested for shoplifting. That's my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Kennedy, seconded by Dr. Wright, Mr. Dodds, and Ms. Whitman now. Okay, so the board is voting to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you're scheduled to be released the 22nd of April of this year. So you only have a little less than 2 months left. You have to make yourself a good plan. So when you get out, you can go out there and not get in trouble, not get sentenced to prison again. I don't think you enjoy your stays in prison, but it's up to you. So we do wish you the best of luck. This is in your hearing, and we'd like to let the next inmate or CO3 on the phone, please.
Yeah.